Aloha. My name is Susan, and my son is Sam. My niece is Erin. My nephew is Henry.
My sister Carol is over here.
I know a lot of you, and I'm happy to meet the rest of you. Bill is my brother-in-law. And Carol nailed it. The word humble certainly comes to mind. Honest, absolutely. Responsible, yes. Caring, absolutely. A common sense kind of compassion that is unique. Not too wishy-washy and not too strong. And that sense of humor, that one thing, Carol, that connected him to all of us when he was younger. My husband, Duncan, and a lot of other kids called him Chuckles Webbum. Not just because he was so funny, but because of everything that he said that was so humorous at the end of it. He would laugh, and you all know a laugh. He just let it out, and we'd all get it, and we'd all laugh with him. We had to share him with a wonderful family back here when we come from Hawaii. And we were happy to do it. And there was a time when he knew we needed to be here. And we decided to start traveling and then be happy when family, Bill preceded everyone, would come over. And some of my fondest memories of Bill are sitting on the porch in the beautiful little cottage that they made overlooking the ocean far, far away, playing a saxophone, and I could hear it from my home. And I looked forward to January through the end of February, and it just made me feel so good to know he's back. And I knew that Aaron Henry, would have to leave again, but it was such a gift to us. And I just want to say that there isn't one quality, one outstanding quality that Bill did not have. His sense of responsibility, the way he was devoted to his family right from the get-go, it was amazing. He was a guy that he worked, he got honor rolls, he did it all right. He took care of everybody. He was just an amazing person. He helped me out of a million little jams. I was pain in the butt, but he was just there for everyone. And I just want to say that as much as, yes, this would be overwhelming, at the same time, he is with us, and he is here. And at this point, I'm not sure any of this would bother him. I think that this aloha, this coming out of all of you folks that know who this man was, would mean everything to him. And I want to say mahalo nui loa to you folks. And I also want to say mahalo to Sharon and to Stan for sharing their place with us and making this happen. And as much as the rain seems to inhibit us, at the same time in Hawaii we consider it a blessing. It's a fertile sign of love. And so let it rain a little and let us all laugh and let us enjoy each other's company as we say goodbye to our brother. Aloha to you folks.